From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. A 16-year-old boy charged in the murder of a retired Chicago police officer will have his first detention hearing today. This is there's still a reward being offered to help police find a second suspect. Police arrested the 16-year-old over the weekend and charged him with the killing of 73-year-old Larry Newman, who served as a CPD bomb technician for 3 decades. CPD released images of 2 guys running away moments after shots were fired at the retired officer's home. 4 days later, one teen, the 16-year-old, turned himself in after community members helped identify him. And today, we could learn more about why a man assaulted outgoing Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox. 34-year-old William Sweats expected back in court after the incident on Friday in South Suburban Flossmoor. Sweats is charged with aggravated assault and battery, accused of tossing some type of brown liquid at Fox and intentionally accelerating toward her on the road. Chicago's longest-serving alderman, Ed Burke, will now spend 2 years in prison after a federal jury convicted him of racketeering and bribery. Burke also has to pay a $2 million fine and will have 1 year of supervised release after his sentence. Now the question is, where could he serve his sentence? Burke's team is now asking he be put on a prison camp in Oxford, Wisconsin. He has to report to prison on September 23rd. And in a groundbreaking surgery at Northwestern, surgeons performed a kidney transplant on a patient who was awake for the first time ever. This could be life-changing for patients, decreasing the risk of general anesthesia and getting them home faster. The patient, 28-year-old Chicagoan John Nicholas, was given a spinal epidural, nerve block, and light sedation. Nicholas says he didn't feel anything in his lower body during the surgery and was released the next day. His childhood best friend donated the new kidney. Your forecast today, it will be hot with rain and potential storms early in the day and again later in the evening, a high of 92 degrees. From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.